This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, we're back at it here. It is Bob and Mac today. Dusty is off for the day. He is playing golf. He got the opportunity to play Winged Foot, the East Course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And so we said, yeah, absolutely.
I gotta do it.
I gotta take a day off, but when am I ever gonna get the opportunity to play Winged Foot the East Course? I'm like, you go, man.
You have to do it, man.
He's gonna play a little golf this morning, fly back, and he'll be back for the show on Friday. I'm anxious to hear how Winged Foot the East Course really was for Dusty, but that's really cool, man. You're a golfer, you get the opportunity to play some of these cool courses, and you know, today we just got a thing. This is Dusty's 10-year anniversary at the station, right? So congratulations.
There you go.
What a present. And so what a present. We let
Company
him go play
Jet.
Golf. Yeah,
nice.
To the Winged Foot East Course today. So excited to hear how he played, what he thought of it when he gets back. We were talking about the bus service, and somebody asked, why do they charge in Kansas? And it's like, you know, $250 for the year. And somebody from the 785 is like, yeah, I got to pay $250 for the year for the kid to take the bus 2 miles. Hey, if you were 2.1 miles away, it would be free. I think that's the radius that they use is like 2 miles. And so if you're a little bit further out, they give you that opportunity. Then the 816. And that's why Kansas is the worst state. W-O-R-S-E. The worst state.
It's the worst state, man. It's awesome.
So good.
It's great. I mean, it couldn't be better. It couldn't be more perfect. We did not write that up.
No.
That is beautiful. Thanks for listening.
Yep, appreciate it. And that's why Kansas is the worst.
The worst state.
Worse. Worse than what?
Exactly. It's worse than what? That's why the Chiefs are the worst team. Worse than who?
Worse than who? Exactly.
No one.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
They're better than everyone.
Better than everybody are your Kansas City Chiefs. All right, so the biggest challenge for the Chiefs, and CBS Sports did a pretty good job of kind of going through and putting out the biggest challenge for every single team in the AFC to basically make the playoffs, right? What's going to be the thing that kind of holds them back? And you start to look at some of these over the article, and it's like things on the field, right? Somebody's run game, somebody's passing game, somebody's weapons, somebody's offensive line, you know, that kind of stuff. And then you get to the Kansas City Chiefs, and they say their biggest challenge, what the biggest challenge is for every team in the AFC, you get to the Kansas City Chiefs, and their biggest challenge is staying healthy.
Yeah. That's it. It's not an actual position group or lack of coaching skill or quarterback prowess. No, it's just injuries, just health.
And so here's
which
what
can be said for every team, by
absolutely. The way. Absolutely. But that gets you to the point of they're really looking for something right now with the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
Like, you start to look at some of the other teams that made this list in the AFC, the Broncos. They talk about, where's their run game, right? Everybody's in love with the Denver Broncos. Where's their run game? Who's running the football for Denver? Actually, who's catching the football for Denver?
It's a great – that's where I'm at.
I mean, say what we want about Bo Nix and the love affair. Who are their skill position players in Denver?
I keep waiting to hear. I'm not getting excited. I'm not even really excited about Cortland Sutton, but Devon Vele, I don't even know these Mims. Like, they don't have guys there. They're not. It's going to be Bo Nix having to make plays, and I don't know if that's in him.
Yeah, we'll see. And they're going to ride that defense. I mean, it's going to be like Peyton Manning's last year, you know, where the offense couldn't do a dang thing, and the Chiefs basically ended Peyton Manning's career. The defense carried them to that Super Bowl. We've got to go out there and find a way to just neutralize that defense and not make them a factor when we play against them. Because I don't think their offense, if we're at our level, I don't think their offense can go toe-to-toe with us from an offensive standpoint, obviously. So we've got to find a way to neutralize that defense in Denver. The Chargers, they talk about the offensive line being their biggest weakness, right? The offensive line. And it's getting worse by the day, I think, out in L.A.
Oh, it is. I mean, they don't have Mekhi Becton. We already know Rashawn Slater's out for the season, which, by the way, that's a whole – we talked about the dominoes in the old offensive line, right? You move one piece, now everyone else is moving. Now all these strengths aren't strengths anymore. Do they become weaknesses? We don't know. But Joel, he's that left tackle. We believe in Joel. He'll be great at the left side. He's just going to be a stud no matter where he sits. But is there going to have a stud at the right side now?
Yeah, right.
Taking over for Joel. Everything gets shifted now. And another thing about this article, I believe I don't have it right in front of me, Bob, but I read it yesterday, obviously. It's like O-line. They said Chargers O-line now, all of a sudden or something like that is their words in the article because of these latest injuries. So that means they had other weaknesses there written up, ready to go for the Chargers. It's just now offensive line. There are other weaknesses on this team. This team is not ready. I had a friend say, yeah, it's a year away. I don't think they're necessarily a year away. This is some really good roster building from being a contender.
I think they've got work to do.
I think,
you know, except for the Colin Cowards of the world, which, by the way, that guy's making his living every day running down the Chiefs. Did it again yesterday.
Yesterday.
And I just quote tweeted, I go, you say this every day.
Yeah, do you got other content? Or
I mean, the Chiefs are just the content that keeps on giving all year long, and when you don't have anything to say nice about them, rip them because, you know, you'll get some buzz out of them.
And what happens when they're 2-0? The first 2 weeks beating the Chargers in Brazil and beating the Eagles.
A lot of people should quit their jobs as national sports analysts because they're stupid. So the Bengals, they talk about the Raiders defensive back. The Bengals, they talk about the defense being the biggest weakness. Again, the biggest weakness for the Chiefs is keeping their positional players healthy. The biggest weakness for the Bengals is their entire defense.
Exactly. The entire defense, right. Not just secondary, the whole unit. And they're like, yeah, they got to get Trey Hendrickson back and Shamar Stewart. It's like, and the defense was bad with Trey Hendrickson last season.
Yeah.
And Shamar Stewart was widely talked about as being a not great first-round pick. He was not valued as a first-round pick. They picked him in the middle of the first round. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, and then to kind of wrap it up, the Ravens, they talk about the secondary, a lot of turnover in the Ravens secondary, the Bills secondary once again, and then you have the Houston Texans with their offensive line. And I think because they traded Laremy Tunsil,
that is a
low-hanging fruit one. Like, it's an easy one to say, the offensive line. But I think you have to kind of talk about it till you see if this offensive line down in Houston is going to give C.J. Stroud the opportunity to take that next step in year three. Because for me, when you got a quarterback like that, they found their quarterback in Houston. I am convinced of that. But why the hell are you trading offensive linemen off your team that are good, that can protect them? But they all said the same thing when we traded Tyreek Hill.
It's true. It's exactly right. It's not a left tackle. Those are harder to find than a Tyreek Hill, but I'm with you. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. D'Amico Ryans and all those guys, I trust them. And frankly, another weakness that could have been mentioned for the Texans, like, you've got Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon as your running backs. Talk about injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about trying to keep them healthy for a whole season. That's something. The Ravens, what I took away is the fact that they said the secondary is their weakness. And when I've talked about them, I've talked about their secondary being good. This is a scary team, guys. I've been telling you, this is the best roster in the AFC. That doesn't mean they win. The best roster in the NFL most of the time doesn't win. I don't think the Chiefs have ever had the best roster in this era.
19, maybe?
Maybe, but that defense had just gotten there.
Yeah.
They were good. They were good. I don't know if they were the best roster. They would have been. That would have been their best chance of being the best roster.
Is that the best team, though, of this?
That or 22.
Okay.
Because I think Mahomes was that much better in 22. Just, he was that much more mature. He understood the game more. But, yeah, when I look at the Ravens and they list the secondary as their defense, and I get it, they have had turnover, but all those guys are good. All those guys are really good, and they've kept their two best players in Hamilton and Humphrey, and they added Malachi Starks in the first round.
They're all going to be good on defense in Baltimore. That's just what it is. Yep. Like, this isn't an anomaly anymore. This is going on. Well, they won that Super Bowl in like 2000, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking 25 years. That's pretty remarkable.
It is. And then when they won that Super Bowl the second with Flacco, that defense was incredible.
The defense was incredible. And here we sit, you know, 13 years later now.
Defense is great.
And their defense is still really awesome, and incredible and unbelievable. And so they've got to figure out the next way to take that next step. That's why for me, like, I know I'm going to sound like a hypocrite here for a second, and that's okay because I think both can be true. Like, when we talk about hot seats for coaches, we talk about Mike McDaniel because he stinks right now, and that thing is ready to explode down in Miami. As Ben Maller talked about, he can't wait to see what's going to happen. And I'm with him. I can't wait to watch that thing go up in flames because you know Tyreek Hill will go down.
Oh, yeah.
With all of them, right?
Drama. It's going to be great,
it's going to be fantastic.
We're
watching
it.
This thing from afar.
Yes.
But when we talk about coaches that should be on the hot seat, Sean McDermott has to be up there. And John Harbaugh maybe a little bit as
well.
I
agree.
You know, I'm not going to fire John Harbaugh because I do think he's won a Super Bowl.
He's elite.
But it's been 13 years where they've been this close every year, right?
Yeah. And you've got a generational talent at quarterback. And you've had other pieces around. We just talked about the defense has been there. Like, and it seems like every year it's not. Yes, Lamar's made mistakes, but also it's like, hey, why'd they run the ball 7 times when they were the best running team and they ran the ball more than anyone else for 20 weeks? Why'd they just abandon that in the most important situation of their season? It's like every year we kind of have that conversation. It's kind of coaching, right?
Yep, so
your identity and staying true to that is coaching.
So who should be on the hot seat more, a guy like Sean McDermott or a guy like Brian Daboll? Because for me, I think Sean McDermott's seat should be a lot hotter than Brian Daboll's.
Agreed.
And the reason I say that is if you fire Brian Daboll after this season, and then bring in a new coach and a new offensive coordinator for the rookie Jackson Dart, who just spent a year learning.
Exactly.
You have really stunted that dude's growth. I think Brian Daboll's fine with the Giants. I don't think he's getting fired.
Yeah, I agree. And not to mention, he was part of that decision to get Dart, another head coach. Yeah. I don't care about this Jackson Dart guy.
Right.
I didn't like him at Ole Miss. Brian Daboll obviously liked him. He wanted them to pick him, and he wants to be help him be the future of the franchise. Real quick before we get out of here, from the 620, I can't wait for everyone to rage watch The Kingdom tonight. Yes, comes out tonight.
Yes.
On Disney Plus and on ESPN at 8 o'clock, the first two episodes. Bob and I have raved about it ever since we watched it 2 days ago. It's incredible. You'll all love it.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up on the other side. We're not going to give anything away.
No, no.
But we're going to tell you why you need to watch The Kingdom tonight on ESPN. And another reason why a new stadium for the Chiefs makes all the sense in the world. We'll explain why next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Did he just say I-35 was relieving itself? I just want to win, Jen. I know that I'm hard. Back in on Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty is off today. He's down in Tulsa at Southern Hills Country Club, getting the opportunity to play one of the great courses in the Midwest. They presented that opportunity to him. He's like, dude, I got an opportunity to play Southern Hills down in Tulsa. Can I go? I'm like, take the day off, man. I'll be back on Friday. Take Friday off. He's like, nah, I'll be back on Friday. It's not a far drive, 3.5 hours down to Tulsa. You go down there and play Southern Hills and have the opportunity to play a course that Tiger Woods has played. Tom Watson has played that course. Such a legendary course down there in Tulsa that's done so much. So he had the opportunity to go play that course down in Tulsa. Southern Hills, we'll hear all about it tomorrow, I'm sure. I'm very excited to see how he plays at one of those great courses, because it's a good opportunity for Dusty. I'm sure many people who golf have never played a course like Southern Hills down in Tulsa. He got the opportunity to do that, and I told him, life's about opportunities, man. Go take advantage of that. And so that's where he is today. He will be back tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan on what we call Fesco and Dusty. We've talked a lot about the stadiums, right? Everybody's talked a lot about it. And and I was talking to Jeff from over at Heartland Men's Health the other day, and he said to me, he goes, God, I love the stadium talk. I could listen to that kind of conversation all day. And I think that's where most people are. I get asked about the stadiums more than I get asked about anything, right? And that's what people want to know. Where are these teams going to end up? And as we told you, it looks like 119th and Knoll is looking really good for the Royals to end up there and whatnot. And we talked about that a couple of days ago with I's dotted and T's crossed and them coming to a deal with Occidental or the people who own the land that are related to the Royals or however they're phrasing that these days. And so the next question kind of becomes, you know, what are the Chiefs going to do? Get asked that all the time. The Chiefs can renovate in Missouri, right, at Arrowhead Stadium, or they can build new across the state line in Kansas. And so that always becomes kind of a topic of conversation, and everybody's got their opinions on what they should do. You said something at the beginning of the show today, Mac, that I want you to repeat for everybody. And you said to me, you go, I've been with you over a year now, and I've realized that sports is a what?
It's a business.
It's a business. It's a business first.
Yep.
It is a business second. It is a business third, right? These guys are all about making those Benjamins, right? And so yesterday, the listing of NFL franchise values came out, right? And you would think with where the Chiefs have been, the successes that they had, everything that they've done over the last 10 years, they'd be one of the top valued franchises in the NFL, right? You would think that, right?
Yeah, I would.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The Chiefs are 16th, literally the middle of the pack in the NFL. No team has been more successful on the field. Quite honestly, no team has been more successful off the field.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
So you
with
got
this Taylor Swift stuff.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
I mean, they're getting Taylor Swift love. They're getting Hallmark love. They're getting ESPN love. They're getting, you know, whatever love from everybody. And they're still only the 16th most valued franchise in the NFL. Up two spots from last year.
That's it. Two spots.
Now, their franchise value has increased 20% year to date. The Giants, in 1 year, franchise value has increased 34%. And they were one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Wow.
And a lot of that has to do, obviously, with the market that you're in. The New York market obviously is worth more than Kansas City, Green Bay, places like that. But you start looking at the franchises that are valued and at the top end of the spectrum. The Dallas Cowboys are the number one most valued franchise in the NFL at $12.8 billion. The Dallas Cowboys have been a mid to below mid franchise for the last 30 years on the field. But where they make their money, where they grow their franchise, the branding, the stadium, the star, all of that kind of stuff that they have down in Dallas, they've done an amazing job. That's why Jerry Jones doesn't care about the product that's on the field. He's sitting on a franchise that's valued at almost $13 billion. The Rams number two, Giants number three, Patriots number four, San Francisco number five. What do all of those teams have in common with the exception of the Rams? They all missed the playoffs last year.
Yeah, it's true.
And the Rams would not be number two if they were still in St. Louis. They would be way down that list.
Way down.
Stadium, Los Angeles market, all of that.
And would the Patriots be up there if it weren't for the 20-year run? I mean, I think they'd be
probably
high.
Probably not.
But I think a 20-year dynastic run is going to help elevate your value.
Absolutely. And so San Francisco, Philly, Miami, the Jets, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Bears, the Texans, the Falcons, the Seahawks, the Broncos, all ranked ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs. And when you start to look at the division for the Chiefs, we mentioned Oakland, we mentioned Denver, and where are the San Diego Chargers on this list? They're 21. They're the only team in the division that's worth less than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kansas City Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and they've been to five Super Bowls in the last 7 years and won three of them. And yet, as a franchise, they're valued at $6.5 billion, 16th in the league. What I'm getting at here is to grow the value of that franchise, to continue to make this a franchise that is one of the premier in the NFL, this tells me it is time to talk about that new Dome Stadium. And that's the route that the organization should go, because you can do so much more, you can grow your revenues, and you can have unbelievable things. Now, there are conversations going on both sides of the state line, right? You can renovate and it's less money, obviously, or you can build new and it's going to cost more. But when you build new and it costs more, there's been some conversations out there that I've heard from some people in the know. The Chiefs are in discussions with school districts on the Kansas side of the state line to build their practice facility in conjunction with those school districts.
Damn.
And I was told, like, if you're a high school student and the Chiefs end up doing this and they build it, say, in conjunction with the Olathe school district, the kids who are interested in physical training and medical training.
Wow. Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this.
It's incredible.
Their coursework is going to be taping the ankles of the Chiefs.
Woo!
Like, that's the kind of conversations that are taking place on the Kansas side of the state line.
That would be incredible. How awesome would that be? I would love that. Yes, the education would be, that value is that in and of itself is worth it to me. Getting those high school kids, that sort of experience, that's amazing. That is incredible.
Now, again, those are conversations. I'm not saying any of that's happening.
Definite.
Don't put words into my mouth. Those are some of the conversations that are happening. But that's what Dallas does with the star, right? That's what Minneapolis and Minnesota does with their practice facility. They've turned it into a high school, huge high school stadium, relationships with the high schools and all that kind of stuff, to grow their brand, but also to help out the high schools and to give them a facility and an opportunity to do some stuff that they wouldn't do. You build a new stadium, you put a dome on top of it, you start bringing in all of these events that we want, the Super Bowl, the Final Four, Taylor Swift's residency, all that kind of stuff. That's how that franchise value grows with the Chiefs. The Chiefs have done, and Mark Donovan has done an amazing job over these last couple of years of realizing the opportunities that they have and exploiting them. The next opportunity that they have is really to finish that and build that new Dome Stadium and give this organization the palace they deserve.
We've got a pretty awesome palace right now. That's why it's tough. And there are pros and cons. I think the value of the franchise ascending would be awesome for the Chiefs and for Donovan. I don't know how awesome it would be for me and the rest of the fans.
I don't care. I think they do.
I know. And they should. That makes sense. But part of what makes Kansas City and the Chiefs so awesome is the stadium, is the atmosphere, and is the weather factor. And getting rid of that with a dome would suck. And it would make, I think the Bills, we're going to see it. It's going to be sad next, not this season, but it's the last season in Orchard Park. I think next season, they're going to lose one of their biggest advantages. And I think the Bills Mafia, it's going to be tamed down. And I think that could happen to Chiefs Kingdom really, really
easily. No doubt, 100%, 1,000,000% that could potentially happen.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're still the same fans going into the
totally.
Stadium, you know, and you know, the Chiefs did that survey 6 months ago now or whatever it was. And the three things that people came back with is they wanted a loud stadium, they wanted tailgating, and they wanted plenty of parking. And that was it. And the Chiefs are very respectful of that. That's the thing with this process that both of these teams, and we're totally off on a tangent right now, have taken into consideration. And I think the Chiefs have done a great job at this. And I will give Mark Donovan and the Hunt family a ton of credit for the way that they've kind of rolled this thing out and talked about what the fans want, right? They went to the fans, and it was a 30-minute survey, but we all sat there and we all took the survey and it all came back as we want it loud, we want parking, and we want tailgating. That was all the fans wanted if they decided to build a new stadium. And so they take that very seriously, right? The Hunt family takes that very seriously. And if they end up building a new stadium in Kansas, it's going to be geared to making that place the loudest that it can possibly be and to have that atmosphere that we have right now, because they do take that to heart. That is something that is factoring in their line of thinking of, what do we want to do? How will this affect the way that our fans are right now? Will it make it less of a home field environment? Like, they're considering everything. And that's why it's taking, I think, much longer for the Chiefs to kind of go through this process, because there really is a lot to consider. With the Royals, it's just time. That, like, there's not a lot of history, really, quite frankly, and a lot of great moments inside Kauffman Stadium, as there are at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, yes, at Arrowhead.
And they're all recent memories at Arrowhead Stadium, but there are memories right now. And so there's a lot of push and pull for that. And look, I mean, Clark's dad built that place. That's his childhood home. So there's a lot of that's going on right now. But when you talk about values of the franchises, and if you're Clark Hunt and you look at that and you go, man, we're 16th in the NFL. We're calling ourselves the world's team, which they are.
They are.
And they're only the 16th most valuable team in the NFL. That's got to change.
Yeah, that doesn't sit right with them, and it shouldn't. Yeah, with all the success, all being the America's team, the world's team, all these things, right? Getting every international game, getting every primetime game, doing all of the work and some of the cons that come with that title and not reaping a lot of the benefits that should come with it too.
Yeah,
that would build frustration. I understand
why are the Dallas Cowboys worth twice as much as the Chiefs?
It's crazy.
I know it's Dallas to Kansas City, but that's so what? Based on what's going on the field and off the field, there is no more dynamic NFL team than the Kansas City Chiefs.
We got a text that the Bills aren't building a dome stadium. Yeah, it's a canopy thing. It's going to cover most of the stadium. It'll stop any of the weather, any of the precipitation games that we love in Buffalo, any of the snow. All that's gone.
Yeah, go look at that weird roof.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Shield cover, I don't know how to explain what that is, but it's basically a roof. Without having a roof, the fans are going to be covered, but the field will still be open.
Is what they say. Yep.
And I think they kind of got tired of shoveling the stadium and doing all that kind of stuff.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the franchise valuations are always awesome to kind of look at and see who's some of the top teams worth in the NFL. Shockingly, Cincinnati is the last team in the NFL. But the Chiefs are valued at $6.53 billion at 16. The Cincinnati Bengals are at $5.5 billion. It's only $1 billion less.
Yeah,
Chiefs are only worth $1 billion more than the least valuable franchise in the NFL. I don't know how that makes sense.
Which is crazy, because the disparity is far. It's 16 spots with them and the Bengals, and then it's 16 spots between them and the Cowboys. $1 billion between them and the Bengals, $6 billion between them and the Cowboys. The disparity at that top grows quite a bit.
Big time. Really big time. All right, as we move along here on 96.5, The Fan, Peyton Manning spoke yesterday about Jalen Hurts, and he was talking with Chris Collinsworth on the podcast, and this is what he had to say about Jalen Hurts. He says, he's played so well in both of the Super Bowls, but I like the way he goes about it. He calls me a lot and asks me a lot of questions. Think about that for a second.
I like that.
That's great life advice for everybody who's young in their career. Call somebody who was successful. Pick their brain. Ask them about things. Find out why. Jalen Hurts is picking up the phone and calling Peyton Manning to ask questions. If you're an Eagles fan, how excited are you to hear that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, how excited are you as an Eagle fan to hear that? And he goes on to say, does Peyton, they actually run a lot of plays that we used to run. Sirianni to Frank Reich to Tom Moore, sort of that chain. And he calls me with very specific questions about certain plays. So he's a student of the game. Here's another example. He squats 600 pounds so he can run over guys and he can throw it a mile. But his appreciation of the cerebral part of the game is what is impressive to me and how he's taken his game to the next level. And I think the sky's the limit for that guy. Collinsworth then says, have you ever met a more intense, serious human being than Jalen? Manning says no. And Collinsworth says, it's almost intimidating when you're in the room with him. Now, I will say that's kind of caught in the moment. They've both been around Patrick.
Yeah, come on. Mahomes is a different level.
Yeah. So Peyton Manning says that about Jalen Hurts. I'm a Jalen Hurts fan. I'm a Jalen Hurts probably apologist at this point in time. Seeing Peyton Manning say that, does that change your opinion about Jalen Hurts?
It doesn't change my opinion of him right now, of what I think of him, but it changes my opinion on what he could be. I love Jalen Hurts as a guy and as an athlete and just as a competitor. Like, he's got all the things you'd want in a quarterback from a personality standpoint to a leadership standpoint and obviously to a work ethic standpoint. That's what this tells you. And I think I've talked about this a few times on this show, but I think it goes forgotten quite often is these guys get better. These refs get better. These coaches get better. These players are constantly trying to get better. And Jalen Hurts is, I think, 20. He's my age. I think he's 26 years old. Mm-hmm. That's an age where you're still getting better and you're still learning a lot of things in your craft and you're refining what you do. He's young. Mm-hmm. So I'm staying open to the fact that he can get better at the things that I don't think he's good at yet, like being a passer, like being in a pass-first offense, like having to take the team on your back from a air raid standpoint. I don't think he has the ability to do, but I think if he's calling Peyton Manning every day and asking questions and wanting to learn, he knows that he's not there yet, and that makes me fearful because if he is able to get there, he will be the best quarterback on the planet.
Yeah, he has that opportunity to do so. Now, I think what I like about those comments by him, it reminds me of Mahomes a little bit, is that the appreciation of the cerebral part of the game. I mean, Patrick loves that part of the game, right? He loves learning and, you know, putting all this kind of stuff into play and using his brain. I do think Patrick has a photographic memory. I've compared him and Bill Self over the years. Very similar people, right? They're chameleons. They can relate to anybody. They can blend into any situation. They remember everything. They don't forget a damn thing. They're smartest human beings in the world. And then they act like they're the all shucks guy, right?
Yeah,
they're the exact same person. Bill Self has a photographic memory, and so does Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, you can ask about anything, and he recalls that play like it's nobody's business. That's the cerebral part of the game. That's the part of the game that when you're a professional athlete, and it doesn't matter what sport you're in, that's the part of the game that you have to work at when you're done being the best athlete in the room, right? Because once you get to the professional level, you are no longer the best athlete out there and can just out-athlete anybody. The players that put in the work in the classroom off the field are the ones that succeed on the field. Do your homework, get good test scores.
Mm-hmm.
Do your homework, perform well on Sunday. Do your homework, perform well in your job. It's just the way that life works itself out, right? When you put in the work behind the scenes, the work that you show everybody seems so easy. And then we say, man, those guys make it look easy. You know why they make it look easy? Because they busted their ass in the classroom for 27 hours a day.
Yes, exactly. Every waking moment they were working, they were thinking, they were trying to figure out, okay, what can I do to get myself ahead of this competition? And that's what Jalen Hurts is doing. And that the fact that he's already reached the mountaintop, made a Super Bowl twice, I know that he has the clutch gene. I've got to see more from him in other instances of the game. I'm going to wait till I change any of my rankings in that way. But I love to see him work this way. I do think part of the reason that I get frustrated is the end there with, have you ever seen it more intense, serious human than Jalen? It's like, no. It's like, yeah, okay, we have. Patrick Mahomes is that. And I see a good text like, Mahomes is more approachable. Jalen Hurts has that more intimidating personality. I don't know. I think Hurts gets so much mileage off of this, like, this aura around him, this energy. Like, he's got these quotes of, like, don't do it in the light, do it in the dark when no one's watching, the shadows or what. And it's, like, super cool or whatever, but I don't know how much that really means to the quality of his play on the field, but I think he's got a lot of aura points.
I will say this, the off the field stuff is one of the biggest reasons why Kyler Murray fails.
It's true.
You know,
you're right.
I mean, I know the video game thing and all, I'm not going to sound like an old man, don't play video games. Yeah, it's your time, you do what you want. I get all that. And you need that break every once in a while. But ask yourself this question, are Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen and guys like that doing that where it's become you're addicted to the video game and you're not putting in the right preparation in the classroom? Athletes who fail in the NFL and Major League Baseball aren't failing because they're not athletes and they're not talented. They're failing because they're not willing to put in the work off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it ultimately boils down to. So if I was an Eagle fan and I saw those comments that he's calling Peyton Manning and the cerebral part of the game,
it's incredible.
I'm sitting back and I'm going, we've got our guy.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have our guy. The Eagles have our guy. The Bills have their guy.
Yeah.
The Ravens have their guy. The Bengals probably have their guy, right? Not many teams have their guy. But I just love the off-the-field stuff with Jalen Hurts. That just rings so true to me because you see it around here. These guys put in the work on the field and off the field, and the ones who don't, well, they drop passes, Kadarius.
And I think both those things can be true. I think this is a good conversation to have. Like, Hurts is the guy. You're right. I believe that. Hurts is a future of the franchise. He's a franchise quarterback. He can obviously win a Super Bowl. I still think he's a win with, not a win because of, but like, he is a guy you want leading your franchise, and I think that can be simultaneously true with him not being a top five quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's
both
fine.
Those things can exist at the same time.
Yeah.
I
just have a hard time finding a lot of guys that can be in that top five, quite honestly.
No, I get you. I get you. This is another good text from the 913. He can be Peyton Manning. We have Brady.
Yeah. I love that text. Yeah, that's really
it, man.
Good, man.
Yes.
And that's true. You know, that's a great text. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, he can be Peyton because that's kind of where he is. Because Patrick's already got Brady on speed dial. We know that.
Yep.
And when you watch the Kingdom episode tonight, you'll understand even more the impact that, you know, Brady may or may not have had. I don't want to give it away on Patrick Mahomes. You'll see all that kind of stuff in there. And so Jalen Hurts is thinking, all right, he's already got Tom Brady. I'm in a former relationship with Peyton because Peyton also played in this style of offense and understands the plays, and I can pick up the phone and I can call him and I can talk about this stuff because he knows he's on the same page. I don't have to waste time explaining. Yep. I know that I'm having a conversation with a guy who's been exactly where I am.
And he's like the smartest mind football may have ever seen.
Yeah.
So you're getting to glom onto and kind of talk to. That's awesome.
I know. It is fantastic. It's like you with me. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, we're going to get back into some of that new height stuff from last night. And literally the gold standard of the NFL from a broadcasting standpoint is making his return to the booth. We'll tell you who that is next.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
So the Vegas Super Bowl, there was a camera on the suite, and when Mecole scored that touchdown, and to see everybody in that suite start jumping
people
on each
other. People
are
body slamming each other into other rooms. It was so violent.
It's giving me the chills now.
Everybody.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
That video.
To get everybody going crazy.
People went down. Like, there were people punching each other. It was like absolute chaos. And like, I have every memory of that. Like, every memory of that moment is intact, but it's just like screaming and thrashing around and trying not to be taken down by this undertow of your friends going absolutely apeshit.
I loved every bit of it.
Oh, it was so insane.
Last night on the New Heights podcast, Taylor talking about being in the suite for a big win over the Kansas City Chiefs, but in Arrowhead Stadium, and seeing the reaction that everybody had in that suite, punching each other, celebrating, doing the whole, you know how it is when they score and they win, everybody's in the crowd, bumping and losing their minds and
shoving people, running around.
Yeah. Isn't it cool when you hear Taylor talk like we did last night on the podcast, how much she's just normal like us, like feeling the highs and the lows and the emotions. And I think for all intents and purposes, for all of us that are in relationships, I think last night we saw what everybody wants their relationship to be. Two people that are in it for themselves, for each other. That's what I mean. Not for themselves, but in it for each other.
Yeah.
They support the hell out of each other, and they are each other's biggest fans. Like, it checks all the boxes of that perfect relationship. And, you know, you get that time apart, so you develop that love for each other, because as distance makes the heart grow fonder and all that stuff. And him supporting her at the concerts and her supporting him at the games, and also realizing how very much in common they both are, right?
I was going there too.
And as she kept saying, she's not an athlete, and both the Kelseys are like, you're a better athlete than we are, you know, being in those high heels and changing and 4 hours on stage every single night, three nights in a row, then you're traveling and you're on stage. And I mean, incredible what she has to go through to put on a show that she puts on for everybody.
And she kept saying, no, I'm not. It's like, okay, you may not be athletic, Taylor, but you're an athlete. Like, what you're doing, what you're talking about, going through the acupuncture and the ice and the running in heels and we talked about it yesterday, going on her treadmill and like doing the whole concert before the tour. And like, it was cool getting her talking about like, she's like thinking about her stamina too, like athletes do, and her endurance, like how is in her last tour, it was at the end of the tour where she really started to feel like she was full going, wasn't getting tired. And she was like, no, we're not doing that right on this tour. We're already going to be in full on shape. Just like we've talked about Travis Kelce earlier on, he's doing that same thing for this season, but
right,
Taylor did that for her last, like she is an athlete. She's amazing. And they're both so supportive of each other. And you just kind of feel, you can sense the fact that they both feel kind of at home with mm-hmm. each other, very comfortable, and they can be who they are.
And this is going to sound weird, and I don't know how to kind of vocalize this.
Yeah.
It all feels like they all want us to be part of what's going on, too. You know, like, they're happy that we're in their lives.
Yeah.
And I feel like we all are in their lives, and we all have a small little role kind of in all of this, right? I don't know how to explain that. I just feel so good when I see them together. And I know there's been a lot of people out there who said it's a fake relationship and want to do all that kind of stuff, and it's just for ratings. Watch that podcast. You will see true love.
You will
see two people that are genuinely in love with each other and are so happy to be with each other. She held his hand for the entire 2 hours
last night. The whole podcast. They were touching.
The whole time. Like, in that loving, touching way. Not in, like, a weird way or anything
clingy
like that.
Or controlling.
She just had her hand on his leg.
It was very natural.
Exactly. It was so natural. That's how you know it's real.
They're getting married. They're going to be husband and wife.
Yeah.
They're going to have kids. Like,
yep.
That's going to happen. Like, if you watch that and don't get that, I don't know what you're getting. Like, the overflowing love that came through the screen from them. It was awesome. You could tell Jason saw it too. It was really cool to see it, like an older brother kind of look at his younger brother and go, man, I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy that someone sees what I see in him, that how great of a guy he is. And he deserves this. You could see that in Jason's face. It was really cool to see, being a younger brother, having gotten that same look from my brothers. That was really cool to see Jason do that for Travis.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It really was. And I love the fact that they showed the video of the Buffalo game of him jumping out of the press box into the suite and bringing up random children to Taylor. Like, if you're one of those random children in Buffalo that got picked up by a shirtless Jason Kelce to meet Taylor Swift, like, you can't do anything else in life that's going to top that. You know?
That may have been, not to go completely sidetracked, but that may have been like my high as a Chiefs fan. Like, winning that game with the Jason Kelce just clobbered. He was gone with Taylor Swift. Like, that was everything. The culmination of all of that building up to that moment on the road. And but like all those, it was awesome.
Yeah. She's one of the smartest people in the world.
It's
brilliant.
Yes.
She, and that's what I took away from it. I didn't realize how brilliant Taylor Swift truly was in life and in music and in everything. Like, everything. She is a brilliant, brilliant human being. She is, no offense to Jen, the perfect woman. I mean, she really is.
Yeah, she is.
She's funny. She's self-deprecating. She has one-liners. She's beautiful. She's successful. She's smart. Like, my God, Travis hit a jackpot. And so did she.
Yeah, she did.
So did she, you know?
Yeah, you can see that. I mean, you can tell that she's extremely happy, and she talked about it and what, you know, the songs that I've wrote about since I was 15, it's been about you. Like, that was such a nice line. But then, like, Travis just saying all these things like, you know, you can give New Heights credit. I give you credit and your tour and what you've done. And if I wasn't so shell-shocked and amazed at how great you looked up there and all the things that you were able to do all at once and entertaining thousands of people just like I do, and like the similarities, it was just...
Right.
It was awesome, man. Yeah. Really cool.
And you mentioned about the song. She did say, she goes, Travis is everything I wrote songs about since 2015. Like... And we all know her songs have told a story. Everyone is personal. Everyone is a meaning. Mm-hmm. Everyone is a, mm-hmm. you know, all this kind of stuff. And she went out there and said that everything she's been writing about for the last 10 years, she has now found in Travis. And I just thought that was so special and awesome. And the whole courting process was really cool to hear, because Travis thought he was just going to take the elevator down because he knew one of the redcoaters standing at the door.
Yes,
and they were going to
awesome.
Let him meet Taylor Swift. And they rejected him. And Taylor goes, what do you think, it was 1973?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah. So he was rejected by like stadium security from going in to see Taylor Swift. And so legitimately went on the podcast and started begging I want to take you out,
like,
right?
Please, yeah.
And she talked about like originally seeing this, thinking this was like she was in the middle of a John Hughes movie. She said, like,
yeah.
You know, this guy is standing outside my window, yelling at me and throwing rocks and saying, I want to date you. And then she started to hear from people that mutual friends or whatnot, what a great guy he is.
And that's where Andy Reid stepped up. And Andy Reid is friends with Taylor Swift's dad. Like, somehow she was talking about her dad. She's like, he becomes friends with everybody. I don't know how. He just literally becomes friends with everybody. And Taylor Swift's dad reminds me of my friend Gene Watson, because at one point she goes, he met these guys at an airport, and 30 years later, they text twice a week.
Wow.
Gene Watson has got friends that he meets on airplanes. They're at weddings. They're at family events. I'm like, who are these people? I met them on a flight. They become their best friends. Like, that's how you meet people, by having these conversations, right? And so he was an Eagles fan, met Andy somehow, some way. Andy really did facilitate this relationship as much as anybody.
Yeah.
Which, again, you want to know why these guys play their ass off for that guy? Hey, coach, I got a problem. Yeah, what's that, Trav? What can I help you with? Hey, can you call Taylor's dad and see if she'll go out with me? And, like, Andy Reid called up and vouched
for
Travis.
Yeah, of course.
This whole thing is just so remarkable.
It's meant to be. It is meant to be. 913 says, I feel like even if she wasn't famous, she'd be exactly the same. Damn it. I just became a Swiftie as a 37-year-old dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah, man.
Somebody had said on the text line yesterday, why didn't you listen to Taylor Swift music before? I didn't know. I didn't think I'd like it. I didn't know. It wasn't my thing, right?
Yeah.
I didn't care. It wasn't my. And then this happened. I'm like, oh, damn, I wish I would have found this sooner. And Taylor said that. And that's my answer to this question, because she said, like, she wishes she would have found football earlier in life, right?
Yeah.
And how much she loves football. What's the one thing you found later in life that you wish you would have found earlier? And for me, it's Taylor's music.
It's a great one.
It's Taylor's music. I wish I wasn't like, oh, it's just for the kids or something like that, because it's not.
No, yeah, it's not. Yeah, you'd be lying. At this point, it's past that.
Yeah.
Like, you like this.
Yes.
You're interested in her. Yeah.
I distinctly remember a text from 2 years ago when this relationship first started, and I don't know, we said damn or something on the air, and somebody goes, you know, if you're talking about Taylor Swift, you probably shouldn't use curse words. She does not do that kind of stuff. I'm like, no, you haven't listened to the music. You know, people had a misconception that it was just for, you know, teenage girls.
Yeah, it's this little, like, cute pop star, teenage girl.
Nothing like that.
Yeah, no, there's depth. There's
meaning.
Yeah, she's one step ahead, man.
Yeah, she really is. And so I wish for me, I wish I would have found her music earlier, you know? And I did back in, like, you know, Teardrops on My Guitar, I've always had on my listening device, because it was an iPod back in the day, version one. And so I've always had that song, you know, from the time that was released. So I was kind of into it, but I never picked up after that. You know, I never picked up after that song until the last couple of years. I'm like, damn, I wish I would have seen that sooner. Is there anything in life that has you like that? Text line you as well.
Yeah. Text line 913-586-7965. I don't know if that's there for me yet. Maybe still too young to maybe have found that, have figured out what I've been missing out.
I know what your answer is.
What is it?
Baseball.
It's a great answer. Yeah, that is it. No, that is it. We talked about that yesterday off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've started to really love baseball, and not just the Royals. I've been finding myself, I watched the Padres Mets last week. I'm watching different games. Don't go away, baseball. Don't do it.
Yeah,
I'll be gone for good. Don't do it.
Do not have a work stoppage.
Yeah, baseball's a great one.
Yeah. So you guys can weigh in on that. 913-586-7965. What is one thing that you found later in life that you actually...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
She fell in love with and you wish you would have found it sooner. Coming up, speaking of the Royals, there's one way for them to make the playoffs. We'll tell you what it is next.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.